Welcome to the Christ-Centered Podcast. My name is Melody Ayakunu, Mel for short. I'll be your host for today. Each week, we'd have conversations on spiritual growth, would share insights and tips for practical Christian living. I want to remind you that you are not alone, so sit back and enjoy the ride. Welcome to the Christ-Centered Podcast. My name is Melody, Mel for short, and I am your host. If you're new, I say welcome. You are at the right place at the right time, listening to the right podcast from the right host. If you've been following us before now, I say welcome back. Thank you so much for sticking around. Y'all are the real MVPs, like I always say. Okay, thank you. Okay, so in today's episode, we want to tackle a common problem. First of all, I want us to acknowledge the fact that life has been overwhelming lately. I've been speaking to some people and then it's like almost everyone is going through something. For everyone at a certain level of maturity, students, professionals, working adults, you know, most especially the demographics of my current audience, I see y'all in the spirit though, and I pray for you. Guys, we are all trying. It's been tough, but you know, God has been faithful. He has been with us. I only pray that we continue to receive the strength that only the Spirit gives. You know, in this world, in this wicked world of sin. I mean, it's just crazy. But, you know, that's how the world is. There's nothing we can do about it, but the Spirit of God can strengthen us, you know. That's how we can thrive, you know. That's how we can do all things. Why did I point that out first? You know, the cares of life seem to weigh most of us down lately. The pressures of work, the pressures of the future, marriage, you know, get married. I mean, this year, people have just been like proposing like since January started. Actually, nobody, they agree for anybody, like that alone is so like that alone, even the thought of even getting to propose to someone is a lot of pressure. Like, okay, we're gonna get married, right? Some people are getting married as well. The pressures, the thought of it alone is a lot. How much more for people who are single? Like, guy, people that are single are like, God when well, all of that, you know. Even the pressure of the future, like I mentioned before, preventing the risks of sapa, omogai. Hey, growing up alone comes with so much, and I can totally relate. Sorry, for the international audience, sapa means being broke when you don't have money. So it's one thing to know that sapa is looming, so you have to really work hard, right? It's a lot of pressure on its own, especially in a country like Nigeria. We don't have a system that works, so you just have to like struggle through everything. Life here is just so full of uncertainties. You can't necessarily make a plan and trust the plan. Trust me, it's the grace of God. So for me, I started school in January for the first 3 months. Balancing it out with work and other aspects of my life was tough. It was tough to the point that I broke down and I needed medical attention. You know, like I was really sick. So, but now I'm fine, thank God. You know, all of these pressures, instability, you know, trying to balance things out, everything just overwhelmed me. It affected my spiritual life. So the level of devotion that I used to accord my relationship with God dwindled. And it was just another journey entirely. Like, it was a different journey. Like, I found myself a bit lost and I felt empty, right? Then there was something that dawned on me in this new journey, per se, let me call it that way. This completely different journey was, you know, the fact that if you're in Christ, the grace of God abounds. Man, God is good. God is gracious. You know, if you're in Christ, mercy keeps fighting for you. Even when you fall, grace keeps drawing you back. The thing is that you must never lose that consciousness. If you do, it's a gateway for the devil to deceive you and keep you down. If you start to think otherwise, if you don't know who you are, if you don't remind yourself who you are, guy, The devil will deceive you, tell you those empty rubbish, and you just be there. You won't move forward. Because that's his goal. He hates our guts. Like, he does. So you might fall sick. Anything could have happened, right? You might fall sick. Which would make you miss out on your prayer routines, your Bible study. You might have work deadlines to cover. You might go through some mental and emotional breakdowns. Someone probably can break your heart. You know, you lose a loved one. You know, in those moments, there are actually times that are really tough that you probably won't even think of picking up your Bible. You're probably so overwhelmed to even think of picking up your Bible to study, or you don't want to go to church, you just want to stay indoors. And then just at that point where you feel so overwhelmed, where you just start to feel like God left you, and well, the devil begins to like whisper empty rubbish into your ears, you know, and stuff. So anything could have happened that would just take you off a bit from your devotion. It is very, very possible. People don't really talk about it, but it is the reality. It's the reality. Not everyone is fine. Because, I mean, one of the ways that it just, I don't know, it's not a topic for today, but trust me, there's so many things going on with believers that actually believers need help too. Like, everybody has something they're going through. Not everyone is as you think they are. Like, when you go to church and everyone is on fire, you know, it's time to pray, and then you're just seeing, they seem like it, but trust me, everyone has struggles, right? Some people have a bit that they are struggling with. I think I stumbled on a post on Instagram, and then the person was like, he just finished fasting and praying for like 40 days, and then the next day is picking up his phone and is watching pornography. Like, many people have struggles, right? So these are things that we should talk about, right? So, but in all of this, in the midst of all of this, I should remind you that God never leaves. He's right there with you. Ignore that foul voice of the devil telling you that God is far away from you. There's this power that our minds and tongue carry. When we imagine things, most of the time, they make us. When we speak things, many times, they come alive. You know, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. There is so much more trouble you can save yourself when you speak. You tell that devil who you are. You tell that problem who your God is. That's what my pastor will always say. Tell that challenge, tell that problem who your God is. Do you know who your God is? And you know what the Bible said about you? Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. God dwells in you. There's so much more power that can rise from your inside. See, we are missing out on a lot, honestly. I feel like ignorance, when you don't know some things, there's even ignorance here, and there's also the part where you forget so easily. You know, there's a lot of things that you probably would have saved yourself from. Well, that was a lot for an introduction, so let's come back. What do you do when you don't feel like praying? If you ask me, my answer would be pray. Yes. When you don't feel like praying, pray. Muster the strength to pray. There are two moments that feel like this. Number one, either you feel lazy and burnt out, or you haven't prayed in a while and you feel far from God. You know, like all the stuff that I mentioned now earlier, the cares of life, pressures of life, something just happened. So maybe for like a day, 2 days, 3 days, you didn't get to pray. You missed your devotion. You didn't study your Bible, you know, all of that. You begin to feel empty, and you start to feel like God is far away. Like, you just feel that. Mm-mm. Personally, though, speaking for myself, this is how I feel when I don't pray. If I don't pray in a day, if I don't pray in the morning, I bet my day won't go well. I don't know. It just has that very strong effect. I probably would just be sad for no reason, or thoughts just be coming into my head. But the days that I spend time praying, you know, fired up throughout that day, I'm brooding throughout that day, my mind is aligned. I just find my spirit, right in my spirit, I'm praying in tongues, or you know, I'm just ruminating on what I've learned in the Bible, you know, meditating and all. But the days that I don't do that, it's always a mess. So, like I said, either you feel lazy and burnt out, or you haven't prayed in a while and you feel far from God. Both feelings have the same result. And the devil achieves his goals, yes. which is to take away your prayer life, take away your devotion. You know, that perfect window for him to tell you simple lies that get to you. Like, should you even pray at all? You know, or does God even hear your prayers? Is it even worth it? Prayer is like a chore. It's hard. Oh, I want to sleep. Oh, you this, that. You start murmuring. You start all of that. So, the absolute truth is that if you don't pray, you are a hot mess. I'm telling you, you are a hot mess. Pastor Emmanuel Iren will say, if you don't pray, it's likely that you are sufficient in yourself and you don't need God. Because he's always asking, like, he's always asking, how can't you pray? Why won't you pray? You're stepping out of your house, you won't pray? Do you have power? Like, you feel like you're sufficient in yourself, you don't need God or what? You know, we live in a wicked world where there are terrors by the day and arrows flying by night. Pestilence walks in the darkness. There are principalities and powers of the air. Many things you do not see with your physical eyes. You hear many evil things happening, and you mostly think they are normal, right? You think they are normal. You are a believer. The devil hates your guts. You think he's just watching you. Guy, he's after your soul, and you still don't pray. You know, let me stop with these harsh talks. Let's just get right into it to save you some time. I'll give you practical things that have worked for me over and over again in my journey in intimacy with God. When you don't feel like praying, number one, start by talking. The days, especially days when you're tired, like you feel, I don't know, is it empty? You don't just feel that spark, right? Just start talking. Talk about all the good things that happened in your day and thank God. You know, narrate everything like you're gisting your lover and just start giving thanks. Start reminding yourself that you have reasons to be thankful. You know, even something as little as, God, I went out today and I came back safe. I've eaten 3 times today, or I can afford this thing. You know, and some people can't. Look around, many things are happening. I'm alive. I have the strength to do the things that I'm currently doing. Even this job that I'm complaining about. Some people are looking for a job. Some people haven't found a job since. Some people are struggling. At least you have something. You just keep talking. Just keep saying it. And it gets to a point where your spirit begins to remind you. You know, that's when the power starts to kick in. Your spirit begins to remind you of more stuff to thank God for. And at that point, strength begins to come upon you. Just burst into tongues. Straight up. Your edification already started. Then you start building up and it continues. More strength. And that's how you just rise from your bed. You start. Just keep pushing. That's gentle, right? Let's say you haven't prayed in a long time, or you just feel, well, it's first of all, to start with, for you to feel like you need to pray. That's the spirit of God. So whenever you feel like God is far away from you, and the spirit of God is reminding you that you need to pray, and you're still saying it, see. Anyways, but that's a gentle practical step. Now another way is to go violent, aggression, no peace, violence. You command your soul, command your body, give it a push. Starve your flesh once and for all. Remember that if you don't pray, you're a hot mess. Okay. Remember that you don't pray. If you don't, you remember, you say, ah, see. Okay, so I always had issues with this. I Will Pray song by Ebuka Songs, or is it Ebuka Sings? I never really like that song. When I see videos, it just makes it worse when I see videos of people singing the song and crying. Like, I will pray. If I don't pray, that will make mess of me. Like, okay, go and pray. Like, pray already. Like, go and pray. Like, why do you keep emphasizing the shaggy that the devil has in store for you? Go and pray. But guess what? It always comes back to me that song is the truth. Very, very big truth. 1 Peter 5, chapter 5, verses 8-9a says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith. And you also remember when, at the Last Supper, when Jesus in Luke chapter 22 verse 31 told Peter, he said, Satan has asked for you that he may sift you as wheat. But I've prayed for you that your faith should not fail. See, the devil is after you. Because you are in Christ, he's looking for every loophole to distract you from your faith. So this valiant way, this valiant one, is to stand. Stand on your feet. You will take the stance of a warrior. You know, I don't know. Many things I've learned. I've been to so many churches and I've actually experienced different. I've experienced different things in my journey as a believer. I don't know if you are listening to me right now. You've been to MFM before. There's a way they pray that even yourself, you know that you are ready. You will take the stance of a warrior. You stand. You would eat it. You eat it with power, with fire. Command your soul, command your spirit. You will suffer that flesh, starve that flesh once and for all. I don't want to pray. I will pray. You will continue. You eat fire. You won't know when the fire from inside. See, you won't know when power just comes from inside, and then it begins to grow. It begins to grow, and that's a push. That's a violent way to start praying. Like, that's a violent way to get rid of your prayerlessness. Another practical step is to ask for strength. So I was watching this this video sermon by Apostle Arame Osai. He said that when I don't feel like praying, I begin to ask for strength. You know, I just say, Lord, help me. And he just says, Lord, help me. Sorry. And then it stays there. He says, Lord, help me. And he stays there. And at that moment, it's like he begins to get endued power from on high. And he starts to pray. Lord, help me. The moment that happens, like, it feels like there's this umbrella that just comes upon you. And from inside, it just starts to come out. You start to pray. It might be gentle, it might be like the violent way. It might just come as a push. Then another practical step that has worked for me. So like I said before, I'm giving practical steps that have worked for me. So it depends on my mood, right? This is, I feel empty. Like when I feel probably tired or something, there's something I do. And this, that, I don't know. It feels like there's a rush of urgency in my spirit. Like, guy, what's in the worry? You never pray. Like, there's this aggression that you need. Holy anger. Some days another practical step is to pick up my Bible and study. Like, if it has gotten to that point where there's nothing there, like I can't feel anything, well, it's not always about feelings, right? It's not always about feelings. I just pick up my Bible and start to study. I believe that it was actually the spirit, or it's actually the spirit that still leads me to do that, you know, because at every point that I do that, every point that happens, there's always something for me that sparks me up. That sparks me up to pray. Now, as you open the pages of your Bible, you know, you usher the Holy Spirit in. Never forget to always pray. To you always, even if it's as a little simple prayer, like, my Father, thank you for moving me to study your word. I ask that so you open my eyes to see what you'd have me see. Incline my heart to your instructions. Help me to know you more. Amen. Even something as simple as that, and you begin to open the pages of your Bible, it's always like a fresh chapter for you, like as if you are starting a new journey and the work begins in you again. And there's something I learned from my younger brother. Like, many times people that don't read their Bibles, then I feel like they will likely pray amiss. Except you have like maybe church prayer or something. But if you say you want to start praying on your own, you will pray amiss a lot. Because you don't even know what's in the Bible. You're not studying the Bible. You're not being led. You don't know what the will of God is. You have no idea. And you think you're praying. You think you have a prayer life if you don't study the word. It's going to be so empty. It's going to be so empty because there's so many revelations of God. There's so many revelations that you get from the Bible that will spur you to pray. That would be the focus of your prayer, life. So it's super important. So at that point, you know, when you open the pages of your Bible, you receive a revelation of the Father and it just sparks up something in you that would move you to thanksgiving. You know, when, for example, when you learn how God worked with the children of Israel, the understanding of how gracious He is just overwhelms you, just grips you. Ah, God is gracious. God is full of mercy. God is love. There's a certain, I don't know how, I can't explain it, but sometimes when you study the Bible and you discover some things about God, like you learn to know God, it's a whole fresh revelation. A whole fresh revelation that just moves you to love. Like it just moves you to you know, love, and you just feel that stronger connection that God, you're good, God, I want you. Or it just makes you want to thirst, you know, makes you thirst for more, that God, I want more, I want to know more, you know. So, you know, and for the rest of the day you brood, for the rest of the day you meditate, you know, everything that you learned in the Bible. God is gracious, God is full of grace. Or when you read the story of the resurrection, the story of the death of Jesus, everything, you just, it just, I don't know. And then your heart is full of joy. Like that day, that probably in the morning or at night when you read Bible, let's say at night you read the Bible before you go to bed, and in the next morning your heart is full of joy again and thanksgiving. The next morning you know, the joy moves you to go again, and yes, that phase of prayerlessness fizzles out and you're up again. I should also remind you to never stop going to church whenever you feel a spiritual burnout. It's never an option. Like, it's never an option. The devil is a bastard. And I'll say it again. The devil is a bastard. Because that's what happens when you feel empty. That's when you start to feel like you don't feel like going to church. And if you realize that times when your devotion seems sound, you are so full of joy, you really want to go to church. It's something. So that times when you feel empty, you feel far away from God, the devil will try to like make you stay, and it is wrong. It is very, very wrong, because there's this effect. You might not pay attention, but when you go to church, there's this effect that, you know, it has on you. The word, starting from the sermon might just be for you, or mostly is always for you. Oh, personally, there's never a time I go to church that it's not for me. It's always for me. Always for me, you know. And then when it's time to pray, when you get charged up, you get fired up, you pray. At least you open your mouth to pray. Throughout the week, you haven't even opened your mouth to pray. But this time, you open your mouth to pray, there's something that changes. So it's never an option to stay away from church. If you have praying friends, reach out. It is super important to have praying friends. If you don't have and you're listening to me, okay, you better check your circle. Check your circle and they start with you. Who are you going? Are you, do you even pray? Right? And then it's actually super important, because one of those structures that you put in place for consecration. Like, I have praying friends. I can, whenever I feel down, when I don't feel like I don't feel like it, I can always reach out to someone and say, guys, let's pray. Can you pray with me? You know. And there are times when, even when you have praying friends, because I pray for my friends when I get to pray, right? And I'm sure my friends also do the same. So just look at that. So imagine you're not sure, but something's wrong with you right now. Your friends are probably praying for you. You don't know. Like, you really don't know. These things really, really matter. And another thing is, never underestimate the power of daily devotionals. For example, Throne of 30 Life Devotion is one very big structure that's been put in place for a solid personal devotional life. If I begin to talk about how this platform has changed my life, Anyways, you should check it out on YouTube. We pray for about 30 minutes every morning by 6 a.m. West African time, 15 minutes at midday, 12 p.m. and 30 minutes at 8 p.m. West African time. Just by tuning into the sessions of prayer and word makes an immeasurable impact on one's life, and I totally recommend. You're literally praying for more than 1 hour in a day, and guess what? You pray for more one if you can if you wait, you pray for more than 1 hour in a day. You pray for more than 1 hour in a day. Do you know how? You know, I don't know. Like the difference is always clear between you that prays for more than an hour a day and someone that doesn't pray at all. You don't even know many things that prayers are doing for you. You don't even know. And it's the truth. Many times when we just go out and come in, we feel like, oh, you know, such is life. We're cool. you know, nothing at stake, but you don't know that the prayers that have been made for you, or the prayers that you have made, are probably, you know, working for you and stuff. So those are like practical steps to take when you do not feel like praying. Oh well, I believe I did justice to this topic by the help of the Spirit. We've come to the end of this episode, and let me know which one of the practical steps that I provided, let me know which one you can resonate with the most, or let me know if I missed out, if you have other steps that you take whenever you do not feel like praying. Then feel free to drop comments here or on our Instagram page. Our Instagram page is @_Christ_centered_podcast. So the centered is CENTERED, centered. So our podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Do share if this podcast has blessed you. If you have questions, like I said, please feel free to drop comments. If you have suggestions, if you have objections, everything is welcome. Thank you so much. I hope you had a great time, just as I did recording this. We will see in the next episode. Adios, amigos. Ciao. Au revoir.